heart and soul of racing. RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Time to have a chat now to Brad Taylor from the Anthony Friedman Stable. They had a successful spring carnival as well. Scholes, the flag bearer, taking the Group 1 Meyer Classic over Melbourne Cup Week. How are you, Brad?
Good, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well. How is Scholes after that Group 1? And what will be her autumn, her main mission in the autumn?
She went straight out to the paddock on the Monday straight after the race, pulled up super. She only had four runs, so she hasn't had a hard prep. But there's the fillies and mares for Sydney. We first well up there. She's won up there. So she'll target towards that filly series up there and then hopefully pinch another Group 1 with her.
Yeah, she's got an unbelievable record. Now, I see you had a number of really nice horses entered in at Sandown on Saturday, but you're only going to accept with two of them.
Yeah, we're just going to accept with Nozomi and Petition. Petition will hopefully make the field this time. She went super in the Tristark at Caulfield and just didn't get a start in the Group Meyer, which we thought she would have been very competitive in. So the race on Saturday looks a nice race. She enjoys her races being spaced. The 4 weeks between runs shouldn't be an issue. And I think she'll be pretty competitive on Saturday. Nozomi was good the other day going back to the 1,800 metres from the 2000 the Cranbourne Cup. He stays at 1,800 metres. We just think that's his right distance. Craig got him off the Cranbourne Cup and just said he probably doesn't stay at a strong 2,000 metres. Freshened him up a bit. He's been down at Pinecliff enjoying his freshen up out in the paddock each day, and he's really enjoyed that. So the 1,800 metres on Saturday should really suit him too.
Yeah, he really made nice ground late at Flemington last start, so that uphill run at Sandown looks like it would suit him.
Yes, definitely. He's been an honest campaigner for us. You know, he ran third in the Derby as a three-year-old, and this prep, Anthony sort of changed his training around a little bit to gallop him as much and that sort of thing, and he's enjoyed the Pinecliff in between runs. So he's performing really well this prep, and we're really happy with him.
And Petition, as you said, she's just low-flying at the moment. You had her entered in too. Will you be taking on the girls in the Summon Stakes? That's the race you're heading towards?
Yeah, that's probably the preferred option. Looks like she'll get a start in there, and then hopefully we can get some valuable black types for her. There's, you know, Cornwall in there and some clients in Sydney and their breeders. So she's from a very good family, you know, the mother, the dam was a Group 1 winner in New Zealand, and Bone Foxwich. So, no, if she can get some black type, then we'll certainly be very happy.
You had Santa and Elaine, who was nominated for the Doveton, but I believe you're at Balnarring and you've just watched him trial because you're heading over to the West for a winter bottom start.
Yeah, we're just driving out now.
Just driving into a bad area. Are you there, Brad? Well, looks like we might have lost Brad. What we might do is take a 30-second break. We'll see if we can get a better line for Brad because very keen to get an update on Santa Ana Lane, the last start Group 1 winner in the Rupert Clark, who is down to run in the winter bottom over there. And I believe they're also taking Crystal Fountain, who was also down as an entry in the Kevin Heffernan, but they have decided to take the filly over to WA as well. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll come back, hopefully, with Brad Taylor. We've got Brad Taylor back. Are you in a better area now, Brad?
Yeah, is that better? I think
yeah,
I can hear you now.
Much better. So I was just asking you, how did Santa Ana Lane perform this morning?
Really good. He just got back like he usually does and got him to the outside, and he found good, made ground late. We're really happy with Dan Yendall came and rode him, and he's going to ride him in the winter bottom. He rode him when he won the Group 1. So, no, we're really happy with him, you know, after the Group 1 when he had 2 weeks down at the Water Walker down here and it really thrived. So he's freshened up really nicely, and they go hard in the winter bottom like they usually do over there. I think he'll be really competitive.
And you've decided to take Crystal Fountain over to the West as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to Brisbane with her. There's a couple of nice races up there, but we thought we might chuck her on the plane and head over to Perth. There's two fillies and mares races starting next Saturday. There's a set weights and penalties, 1,200 metres, and like Petition, if we can get some black type from her, she's going to be a very valuable broodmare owned by Coolmore. So, a stud, a morning rise stud down here on the Morning Peninsula. So black type's her aim, and if we can get some down, then put her aside, and there's certainly some more options for her in the autumn as well.
Punters are asking, have you got a winner at sale today? You've got Book Build going around and Dancing Hair.
Dancing Hair's going really well this prep. Two starts ago, you know, she jumped the shadows when the sun was just setting at Bendigo, and she probably should have won. She was beaten less than a length. She's going really well. We tried to get her into a race in Cup Week, but she missed the start, so this looks a really nice option. Small field, should be pretty hard to beat, we expect. And Footbuild was a little bit disappointing the other night. He's sort of a horse that needs to dictate the pace up front. Just couldn't get there over 1,200 metres around the valley where they go pretty quick. But at Sale, you know, up to 1,400 metres, they'll go that touch slower. Callow's a good rider out front. If you can rate him, then certainly he looks a nice chance as well.
It's Sale race two, and Dancing Hare goes around in race number six. And there's a listener who's very keen on your horse that's entered on Friday. Wants to know about Banter at Kyneton.
Well, his form's pretty strong. The horse that ran second to him won the other day at Flemington on Tuesday, I think it was. I think the fourth horse has won, and the horse that finished second last, I think it's won as well. So the form's pretty strong. We think he'll suit the 1,000 metres around the valley. You know, he's got plenty of early speed, so he should be able to dictate terms or be there near the leader. And certainly it doesn't look like a strong rating 70 like the races can do straight after the carnival. So, he looks a really nice chance. I'd be interested to see what he opens at.
All right, well, that's good. So he goes to Moonee Valley on Friday night. So that sounds like a coming winner. Good luck over the weekend, Brad.
Thank you very much, Michael.